Good morning. Today is Friday, March the 11th, 71st day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Fire Chief for Humble Bay Fire, Bill Gillespie.
How you doing this morning?
I did notice your signature block still has that I word on it.
Yeah, it's going getting close to going away.
Has Ken gone away yet?
He's still in the local area, but he's transitioning rapidly toward Amador County.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that one landed for him.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
And he's onto the next adventure.
Well, here's one for you then. Okay. Our quote, Samuel Johnson in 1751, quote, "No man ever yet became great by imitation."
There you go.
So step out from the shadows.
Yep.
Oh, you are the shadow.
Put your best foot forward.
Oh, the challenge, the pipe bomb thingamabobby earlier this week. I know the guys are still investigating. It was funny. Steve Watson was on Monday. Yeah, no, nothing's going on.
And then, wham! You just never know when something like that comes along.
What is fire's involvement in that kind of a scenario where there's incendiary devices? Maybe.
With the one that occurred this week, right off the bat, we were notified about it. EPD lets us know, hey, we've got this. We've got a potential bomb. So they notify us. We notify our crews, hey, this is the location. Here's what they're dealing with. We don't run a full response over there to stage and wait, but we're ready to go should they need something or should something go boom. And, of course, you never want to see that. Then we come in and we treat it like any other explosion response, and we go in. If they've had a request because of how things are set up, they've requested maybe that we send one unit standby and they'll stage them like a block, two blocks away so that they're there close by. We've done that before in the past.
So it's just kind of like a heightened alert?
Yeah.
More than anything
else?
Yeah,
be ready to go. You know, where if you're in the area, hey, this is going on, try and avoid that location, but know where that location is so that we can get there quickly versus just a report of, hey, there was an explosion at such and such. At least that way we know what's going on.
So will you hold folks back or in case they have to respond or if you've got other things happening?
We continue with business. We'll continue with other responses. And then if for some reason we do have to go to the scene, then we still do a response. But during that whole time, we had other calls that were taking place, medical aids and that kind of thing. So we don't put those on hold. We continue to respond the whole time.
So you won't hold somebody back. If there was an event, then you respond.
Yes. Yeah.
KINS, more of an event.
Yeah, exactly.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Gillespie. Bill, if you guys don't respond to potential incendiary devices, how come that's different than the labs? Whether they're goofy labs or whether they're big-time labs. Because I would think that potential detonation factor is there in both situations.
It is. You know, the bombs, like in the case the other day where EPD went in, assisted by Humboldt County Sheriff's Department, those were confirmed as pipe bombs, and they were essentially they were set up to cause damage or damage people. We go in on the stuff if we get the call or there's the issue that, hey, you know, we found a bunch of Molotov cocktails. Somebody was getting ready to do something. We go in and we'll assist with you know, helping take that into evidence with PD and, of course, work that side. If it ignites, we'll come in on something. If it's fire-related, we'll come in and assist in the investigation with origin and cause. And, of course, we put the fire out. With the butane hash lab stuff, a lot of time when that comes in, it's after it's gone boom, because unless somebody happens to see this activity going on, usually the first notification we get that they exist is when they go boom and somebody says, calls in 911, we've had an explosion and the place is on fire. Or we've there's a big boom and there's some fire there. And so then we'll respond, and like we talked last month, we'll go in and we'll do a search. We'll look for victims. We'll try and make sure everybody's out. But we're going to fight it from the outside.
Now,
make it safe.
If there's a boom and you get to that point, when does it become treated as a hazmat response instead of a fire response?
With the butane side of it, obviously that is a hazardous solvent. We still deal with it as a fire response. In the past, when we used to see a lot of meth labs, we'd get the fire knocked down, and because of the chemicals, the basically a chemical cocktail that were in there, that would transition then into, one, it was crime scene, and two, it was a hazardous materials issue. And so that was kind of the difference with, like, the butane. It goes and it burns versus a whole bunch of other oddball chemicals.
Like a garage fire,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly. Or, you know, somebody's trying to copy Breaking Bad and they're making a little meth in the garage, and it goes
boom.
People
wouldn't be doing that in Humboldt County,
no.
Would they? I still don't think that thing should have been put on the air.
Lots of copycats.
Well, and lots of discussion in the household, too, about that one.
Oh, yeah.
You glorify any of that stuff, and then you get the copycats going.
Give it hero status.
Yeah. 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 So, with a hat, who constitutes the hazardous materials response team?
The local team, which covers Humboldt and Delmarva County, it's primarily made up of members of Humboldt Bay Fire. We host the hazardous materials response team. We've also got other members from County Environmental Health and others that are involved in the team that act as technical references. They're specialists in certain areas. But for entry, basically with any kind, if we got to do any kind of an entry, it's our personnel that are suiting up and going in.
Arcata doesn't kick a body or two?
No, we've got, at this point, it had transitioned at one point that we had, before consolidation, we had some Eureka members and we had some Humboldt Fire District members. And we've been able to, we filled out the team role basically out of our department.
Boy, I would have thought that CAL FIRE and a whole bunch of these other guys would be itching to be part of.
They assist when we've got different calls.
So the mutual aid.
Yeah, exactly. Like the last response that the hazmat team had was out to Petrolia, and what turned out what appeared to be a suicide by chemical in a vehicle down toward the river, and so the team responded out because Petrolia Fire had got on scene, and through CAL FIRE, they said, hey, we pulled this person out, CPR, but we've got fumes and vapors coming out of the car. And he had, the individual had set something up that did work. He expired. But going through the aspect then to try and get people in suits so you can get a sample, so you can test and find out what are we dealing with now in this vehicle.
So that's where County Environmental Health.
They're
the chemists.
Right. We do some of that with what they call hazcatting. It's identification. And because there's times that you might still be in a suit while you're trying to run this stuff out to try and identify it. And then with environmental health, if they're not on scene, they're normally, we've got a phone call away. So we're talking, our people are talking with them to be able to work through it.
So how does that differ than from the big time?
Mm-hmm. You
know, would Santa Rosa, for example, have guys, all they handle is hazmat, or L.A., that's their calling?
Right. The really big departments will have a dedicated hazardous response team. Places like, you know, like L.A. that you mentioned, a lot of the, like Santa Rosa, they'll have team members, but that also work on a rig.
More similar to your...
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, it comes down to dollars and people.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Oak Glasgow.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Bill, what are the challenges that you guys are looking at now in this, I wouldn't say brave new world, I'd just say kind of this goofy place we live in here. Talk about firebombs, hazmat,
right,
spills, rendering labs,
right,
exploding thing. This was not 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
let alone 10 or 15 years ago.
Right.
How do you guys stay ahead of this stuff so that you're not learning on the fly and because of that lack of knowledge,
right,
maybe endangering yourself or the neighborhood?
Right. You know, a big piece of it is reactionary. You start seeing these things happen, okay. Like the butane hash labs, we started to see them occasionally, once in a great while, and then now all of a sudden we're seeing them, you know, fairly regularly. I mean, since the last time we were on, we had another one in the 1800 block of E Street, and it was one of the older style. It wasn't the closed loop system with the big fancy machine. It was the piece of pipe running butane down through it. And it blew all the windows out of the place. And it was an apartment, so there were other apartments next to it that were occupied at the time it went kaboom. You know, we've been trying to get folks out on specifically the hash lab side. We sent part of our investigators recently to a conference that they had. There was a pretty good investigation portion on it. In fact, the guy that was teaching it, he was out of Contra Costa County, and he commented to our guys, he said, well, you guys could probably teach this because you're seeing as many of them or more of them than we are in the bigger urban area.
So Contra Costa with population multiples of Humboldt.
Yeah.
Don't have it nearly the same rate.
Yeah. You know, they're in fact, our stance with our response policy that we came out with a month ago,
Has that been lauded by everybody in the state?
You know, there's a number of places that have either done it or are looking at it at this point. You know, it's like I took it and shared it with the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association at our meeting at the end of February and said, hey, take a look at this. You know, is this something we want to adopt as a countywide standard for other fire departments to help them out, you know? To be looking at this. We've done that in the past, like with highway response safety. You know, how you stage on the highway, you got vehicles coming at you at 70 miles an hour. They don't stop on a dime. How do you protect your folks when they're on a scene? Same type of thing with the policy out there, you know, that, hey, this is the stance we're taking. Contra Costa County has taken the same stance, and there's other departments throughout the state that are going this route.
Is there any reported? I'm surprised that this stuff happens inside the town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're out in the middle of a cabin, okay, you know, you're
way out in the middle of nowhere.
You have your outbuilding there, and maybe you have it, you know, lots of windows or mm-hmm. whatever it is. I can kind of almost understand that would be the setting.
Right.
I don't understand the reason right. and the desire to, but I can understand the right. setting of it. Okay, fine. Have there been reports of fires? Not explosions, but fires after the explosions. Like if one of these mm-hmm. things had happened, let's say, cut an area next to the woods.
Right.
And now you have the kaboom, but there's not a house next door. There's trees next door. Do these things have the potential of starting that kind of a response? And then
they do.
How do you react to that one?
Well, you know, they do. It was some of the wildland fires that happen in the more rural areas. They're finding, in some cases, here's an outbuilding. It goes kaboom. It's got fire. Now it's off to the races with a wildland fire, with a vegetation
fire. So it's already happening.
Yeah. They're already seeing it throughout the state. I believe they were looking in with the Valley Fire down in Lake County. They were looking at that. That was being investigated as having come from an outbuilding. That was one of the things they were looking into, is could it have been from illegal activity.
Have they determined that yet?
I haven't heard on that side of it. But that was something that I'd heard that was being speculated and investigated.
I suppose once it burns off, it doesn't really matter what the source is.
Right,
at
right.
that point.
But on the flip side, you know, yeah, if it's something accidental, you're doing something and you're mowing your lawn, you know, you can be gone after for suppression costs. Well, if it's something, you know, it's a butane hash lab, that's a fire in the commission of a felony already.
Because what does that do?
Basically, it gives them something to put them away.
Long you know, time?
If they can prove it, potentially. It gives an enhancement on an arson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are these exploding labs that you're running into, are those, is there an arson associated with that?
They're
unintended or?
There's a subcategory because it can be reckless fire setting or fire caused in the commission of a felony act.
So it's a nice little add-on for somebody.
Yeah, it's something that can be charged and be, you know, like for us, if we can get a conviction on a butane hash lab, then under the health and safety code, our costs we can go after to try and recover our costs as well for the suppression response in the investigation.
Yeah. Do they often have the money, or does the money go boom at the same time?
It all depends. It all depends on what they can get. It might be a restitution schedule for the next 20 years.
You know? Yeah, I imagine these guys have got a lot of brain power that they're able to go out there and get that $100,000
right.
a year job and pay that
right.
back. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42. Well, wonders never cease.
The world we find ourselves in.
We'll be back with more from Bill Gillespie.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We are back. A couple final minutes with Bill Gillespie. Bill, with all of these different drug-related chemical lab mm-hmm. things, are you guys training on how to deal with burns more so now, whether refresher or new because of some of these chemicals that you're running into?
We maintain it with the refresher. Like here at... for our folks at Humboldt Bay Fire, the majority of them are EMTs, EMT1s, the standard level. So you get a lot of burn training. And then we've also got the advanced life support, the paramedics that are on part of the engines. And it's in the refresher course every year. You know, when we go to these, if we've got a victim on scene, they are dealing with burns. Usually they're dealing with hands, face, that kind of thing. And usually they've got big blisters or skin hanging, because when it went, they ended up in a blast and a fireball. And usually they get, once they make it to the hospital, after a period of time, they do usually fly them out. So
that's
why
I was wondering,
is
that continuum here, or do they go from here down?
Normally they're on to a burn center then, depending on the extent of injuries.
So it's more application of knowledge rather than training up a couple of notches.
You know, we've got that ability for the burns through the EMT and the paramedic side. And then at that point, we maintain our certification and our continuing education training.
When you guys run, do you have to have additional materials, whether it's new or additional, or it's just more of, in case there's four or five instead of one or two?
What we've got with that aspect, each one of the units that the public sees, you know, the fire engines or the ladder truck or the squad responding in the community, each one of them is equipped with a trauma kit. And so if we have multiple victims on scene, we grab additional kits off of other units. So, you know, like on one of these calls, we'll get four response units on scene. So we've got four trauma kits there that we can utilize, and we can strip everything out of them if we need them.
Has there ever been one of these where there have been families?
There
as
has.
Part of this?
There has. There's been here in Eureka and in the Arcata-McKinleyville area, we've had where there were kids involved. And in one case, kid that was significantly injured, you know.
It's got to be the worst scenario.
It is.
Of a lot of ugly potentials, that's got to be
is.
The worst one.
You know, I mean, the adult that's doing it, they're making the conscious choice to do it. The kids are there. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, almost takes us back when they were doing meth in the bathtubs.
Exactly. Same type of thing.
Boy, does that sound like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
You bet.
Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow.